This institute is bringing together three fundamentally important components: hospitality, healthcare delivery, and the design of the whole new infrastructure that we're going to need to deliver quality care and patient-centered care to millions and millions of people.
There's a lot of good that can be done and will be done as a result of this new institute, and I can't wait to see what it happens.
We're going to have a totally new product with new terminology, new marketing, differing ways of financing it. It's an opportunity to do well while doing good.
This institute is at the intersection of healthcare and hospitality. The opportunity is very much to think through what can we do differently in four key dimensions: the people we serve, the product we offer, the processes we operate, and the places where these communities are. Cornell plays such a critical role in this interdisciplinary approach.
Making people feel loved, wanted, and you care about them. That's what hospitality is. But also on the design end, the environment of a hospital, whether it's inside or out, is important.
Human ecology and the hotel schools are both viewed as leaders in the field. You know, this is a unique institute at this time, and I think therefore has the opportunity to, you know, set the standard for how this field evolves.
Forward-looking research, publications for professors, and white papers that will be helpful to the senior living industry as well as all of healthcare, looking for new directions and new ways for us to lead the industry going forward.
Having the two-way conversation about what does hospitality look like in healthcare, and what can hospitality conversely learn from healthcare, from some approaches to wellness and well-being.
What gets me excited is tackling really big problems. I think looking at the next 20 years, I mean, the population is aging, and there are going to be so many opportunities in healthcare because of that. We have to start thinking about how to prepare for that.
Cornell can help with the resources of research, the development that happens at a place like this, the students themselves, just to bring fresh eyes into situations where people have been dealing with it the same all the time.
Design around the customer first. So who is my customer? What demographic are they in? What do they need? What are they looking for?
Emphasis on collaboration between different parts of the healthcare continuum.
It's not just the patient, it's not just the technology, it's not just the provider, it's all of that coming together. And so we need to design thinking of all of that. So we, as the architects, need to come in with a toolkit of understanding the parts and the pieces, the newest technology, the industry changes, as well as best practice of what's been done.
The institute that we are putting together here at Cornell University in healthcare and hospitality has the ability to set from the start, from the groundwork, to build future leaders who are going to have these business concepts, have these hospitality concepts hardwired from day one when they hit the ground.
What has never been done before is the integration of these three disciplines to promote a more holistic view of healthcare. Our institute will focus not only on clinical care, but will pay close attention to the patient experience, the well-being of the family, and the long-term emotional needs of patients and their loved ones, all carefully informed by the perspectives of design thinking.
The Institute's greatest impact actually might come from educating the leaders of tomorrow. We have the potential both in our interaction with industry and with our own students to help to transform the industry.
We have so many people with different kinds of backgrounds engaged in the same mission. People from nutrition, people from interior design, architecture, sociology, health administration, all these groups have come together and realized the huge overlap we have in terms of what we are intending to accomplish, in terms of our legacy for the future.